right there on the court, and he went, you know, he was going at him from jump, and there was nothing, you know, that really could be done. Like, come down, back in, turn, shot face, turn, come down, sidestep, bucket. And it was just like nonstop. And, you know, I'm trying to run in, you know, trying to help defense. I'm thinking, okay, like, I might be able to, you know, get a block. He's changing his, you know, changing his shot.
Yeah.
It was just, you know, just as like offensive onslaught. And he was just going at him. I've never seen anyone, you know, be able to, you know, like, do that, you know, or really, you know, to
really
obviously, you know, like people are able to score. And, you know, it's either, you know, he'll either, you know, like, definitely be able to lock someone down, or like, even if, you know, someone's able to get by, I'm always going there, you know, like to help. And, you know, to see someone like just like run off like all those like buckets right away, like, you know, like you could tell he like took it personally. And that's, you know, like who he was, like when he's like when he got, you know, that motivation to like really be focused, and like he, you know, like he was just unstoppable, like offensively. And, you know, this is against, like, you have, like, we're a good defensive team. We're very good defensive players. Like, we're both, like, as a team, very good. You know, we were top five in the league, I think, at that point, and defensively. And, or, like, at least top 10. And then, you know, individually, you know, we have, like, the athletes that were, you know, really good defensively. And,
stoppers, yeah.
You know, and it just goes to show, like, you know, you really just, you know, you're just trying to contain, you know, someone like that. You know, someone that is, you know, as talented as that offensively, you know, there isn't anything you do. You just have to live with, you know, like making them take tough shots.
You got to live with the onslaught.
Yeah,
a little bit. Man, listen, Joel, you've lived a beautiful life. You have much more to come, but thus far it's been great. What advice, you know, if you give one key advice to anybody trying to achieve anything in life, what would you give them? You're an NBA champion, 10-year veteran. You've created relationships with people that most people never meet in life. You've seen things. You've played against Kobe. To me, that makes you the dopest guy in the world. That's super cool to me. I'm a Kobe guy.
Yeah.
What mantra carries you through that you've always told you? So it's probably something your mom told you, because she's good people. But what has carried you all this way on your journey of success?
I think, and it's something that's, you know, it's been said so much now. Like, you know, you have guys like Joel Embiid that say it all the time in terms of trusting the process.
Yeah.
But that was something that even before, like, he was in the league, like, we always said, like, in Miami, and that was something that I always stuck with in terms of just believing in what is not just so much like believing yourself, but believing in the path that you're going down. Like, you can't really second guess it, and that, you know, really everything is going to be all right. And you, like, as long as you stay on that path, that you'll be fine. And it's, you know, like, there's times, like, you know, when my mom, like just like growing up, you know, like if things weren't, you know, everything wasn't all the way perfect, you know, like at home, she'd be like, look, like, everything's, you know, going to be okay. Everything's going to, you know, she'd always remind me, you know, everything was going to be okay. And so, and as long as you focus on what you're supposed to do and do, you know, what you're supposed to do, like, you know, things, you'd always find a way to make things work out. And so that was one of the things that helped me, I think, the most, especially, you know, there's times like throughout, you know, early throughout my career, like, I wasn't playing, and, you know, and people would always, you know, always wonder, well, how are you able to, you know, like, come into the game after, like, not playing for so long, where most people would be mentally gone, and, like, you're able to, like, give that energy, you know, like, right away. And, you know, for me, it was just like, look, I knew, you know, I knew the process that I was on. I trusted, you know, in terms of what I was doing. I continued to put the work. So, like, I wasn't cheating myself or anyone else. And, you know, I just believed that it was, you know, it was going to come. And so, like, well, once I had, you know, an opportunity to do something, you know, I was able to, you know, not have anything else coming into my mind in terms of second guessing, you know, what I was doing. Like, you can't second guess, you know, and that's why I say it's a trusted process, because you can't second guess your decisions, you know. Like, if you start second guess yourself and you're thinking about too much about these things, like, that's when it's really going to affect you. And it's hard to do.
Yeah.
It's extremely hard to do, and you're, you know, it'll, you know, so sometimes it'll be, you know, harder days, you know, sometimes you'll have some easier days, but, you know, to really maintain that course, is really the biggest thing. You know, you almost have to, you know, just have those blinders on where you're locked in and focused on moving forward.
Let me tell you something. The whole city's focused on this Montreal Alliance team, Canadian Elite Basketball League. I've been talking with the first GM of the team, Mr. Joel Anthony. Joel, listen, man, I appreciate you taking time out of your busy schedule. You know, we went like 30 on this. This is great, man. Thank you for the story going down memory lane. I see the jerseys in the back. It's been an honor to know you, and I'm excited for things to come, for the growth of Quebec basketball, the growth of the Montreal Alliance, and to see what we can do with basketball. We have amazing talent in the city. It's not just Toronto. It's not just Halifax. We got some great talent here in Montreal, here in Quebec, and I'm happy that you're a part of the journey.
Yeah, no, thanks for having me on the show. And yeah, you know, it's definitely an exciting time. You know, I've been, hearing a lot of the responses from people, the excitement and everything that, people are having. It's been great. And I've actually been surprised at how overwhelming it seems to be right now in terms of, the excitement that people have. But, you know, it's definitely a great time for basketball in our city. And I'm just, like I said, extremely happy to be able to be a part of that and, to be able to have an effect on, how things go.
Listen, stay in touch. Don't be a stranger. Anyways, I forgot how I got to communicate with you. Listen, just let me know what's up. Y'all know if y'all need a host for the games. It don't get better than me. Go talk much of my city, Joel Anthony.
The Morning Detour on CKUT 90.3 FM.
C'est maintenant le temps de prendre votre rendez-vous pour votre dose de rappel contre la COVID-19. Allez sur québec.ca/vaccin-COVID pour suivre la séquence de vaccination prévue dans votre région et prendre votre rendez-vous en ligne. Pour bien vous protéger contre la COVID-19 et ses variants, vous devez recevoir la dose de rappel et continuer de respecter la distanciation, de porter le masque et de laver vos mains. La dose de rappel, un moyen de nous protéger plus longtemps. Un message du gouvernement du Québec.
Good. Great. Not bad at all. A-okay. Tickety-boo. Fine, thanks. All good. It's going gangbusters. Just great. When people ask us how we're doing, we often say fine, even if it's not always the case. If you aren't fine, say something. To get help, call InfoSocial 811. Because talking is the first step towards getting better. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
There's only one more, Jason. Nobody is this hype necessarily. They say I'm on drugs.
The only drug is hip-hop.
Love this life.
It's the Morning Detour on the mighty CKT 90.3 FM.
8:07 in the morning. It's the Mamba Forever. It's the Kobe episode. The Guardians of the Galaxy, DJ Maddie and the ones and twos. This is the number one morning show in the country. It's the Morning Detour. Moon Chaser. Louis and Axel, you know how we do things.
I got to grow today. Get that on delay. Tell my brothers you ain't gotta worry, I'ma find a way. Hot on the porch, follow my mama say. I'm hard in the grind today. The sun gon' shine today. I remember them cold nights. Ninth grade chief keep first drop, don't like. Why the time had to go by? Eat free lunch in the school, used to roll dice. I remember I ain't have it. I was broke, put that shit in the past. Check out my Jag tins. Had to boss up, but can't live average. How to bridge, how to feel broke. Put on my mint, put on my lil bros. Need a Brazil. 2003, my cousin taught me how to heel toe. Swear I ain't dancing. Going up, go watch how I transcend. Don't need no damn friends. Rap for grabs and I swear it's getting rampant. I don't got a time today. Money on my mind, I got to grind today. Get that on delay. Tell my brothers you ain't gotta worry, I'ma find a way. Go online and play.
list. Hot not the Porsche, early on my mama say. My card in decline today. Sun gon' shine, the sun gon' shine today.
Yeah, Maddie, you're crazy for this one. The drama this morning. Lorena, you leaving? Are you touching the mic? Listen, somebody better get this guy his money, man. You know, I couldn't sleep last night, Lorena. I couldn't sleep. I read the article. I was too. You know, it's bad that we work so hard for our money to have it locked out. Goddamn. Listen.
I like my red bone, trap, cello, light skin, yellow, iced out, hello. I'm the king of New York, mellow. Black hair by the Regis and Pello. Ask around, know me. I'm a year old boy, Ginobili. I like my red bone, trap, cello, light skin, yellow, iced out, hello. I'm the king of New York, mellow. Black hair by the Regis and Pello. Ask around, know me. I'm a year old boy, Ginobili.
I've been so gone. I like red bones, my type. Light skin, fat, jello. But be switching sides nowadays on the regular. I never respected it. Money over. I know that's everything. Money over. I know that's high. Rocking BBS by Elliot Wedderman's. I won't never ever give in a wedding ring. 45 on my hip, I ain't fighting. I'm chewing on that like a vitamin. Pockets be on E. Something they already know, but I'm dropping the T. They making up rumors and lies. Okay, I'm sick and I'm tired. I'm out of fatigue. None of my be mine. They could have been one of yours, but they out of your league. I'ma just call her Fatima. Now that ain't really her name, but she for the team. I get flies and like I looted up. All this money you talking ain't with us. I'm the king of New York and I'm God. If Pop was alive, it would have been two
like
of us.
Red bone, flat, cello, light skin, yellow, iced out, hello. I'm the king of New York, mellow. Black hair by the Regis and Pello. Ask around, know me. I'm a year boy, you know me.
Easy, DJ Maddie, easy. You know, let's be clear. Virgin can't do this, CJD can't do this. I don't even know what the next one is, a beat. Listen, community radio station number one. Only black morning show host top 10. They gotta do something about me, man. I'm like the black Howard Stern. They gotta stop comparing me to Charlamagne the God, though. I'm a little bit better looking than Charlamagne. My appeal is right. CJ Mad Spot, we in the building.
Walking to them.
Fill up the Zing Montana.
Walking to them.
Fill up the Zing Montana.
Walking to them.
Fill up the Zing Montana. Pull 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 up the Zing Montana.
Doing, we often say fine, even if it's not all.
Sur Québec.ca. C'est maintenant le temps de prendre votre rendez-vous pour votre dose de rappel contre la COVID-19. Allez sur Québec.ca/vaccin-COVID pour suivre la séquence de vaccination prévue dans votre région et prendre votre rendez-vous en ligne. Pour bien vous protéger contre la COVID-19 et ses variants, vous devez recevoir la dose de rappel et continuer de respecter la distanciation, de porter le masque et de laver vos mains. La dose de rappel, un moyen de nous protéger plus longtemps. Un message du gouvernement du Québec.
Well, that was kind of abrupt, Lolo.
It was.
Montreal, my city, 8:13 in the morning. It's the morning detour, the mighty CKT 90.3 FM. Goddamn, under it, slippy. The lip is slippy like the roads. Now, listen, a couple days ago, my man, the deal maker, hit me up. He said, listen, man, we got to have this brother on. Somebody's holding back his money. And you know black people, how we play with our money. You know black people, we don't typically gamble. You know, people's like, you go to the casino now.
No.
We don't go to the casino. We'll play a 1-2 lotto. you know, 64 million, 120, I played a little bit. Anything crazy, black people don't like to play with our money. It's hard for us to get jobs. Mm-hmm. It's hard for us to keep jobs. It's hard for us to keep our money. And then we get taxed more, we get pulled over more, so we have more tickets, more interactions. But, you know, that's either here or there. I couldn't sleep last night, Montreal. Quebec man's bank fund still locked out after 2 months. Not 2 days, not 24 hours. 2 months. What if the man need his money, man? And then I read deeper into the story, man. You know, his mom is involved, got money for the house, stuff like that. There's no further investigation by the RBC. Nobody wants to inquire more. They saw the name, William McMillian. They said, nah, 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 that brother, he's moving too much funds through the accounts. And now, this is not the first time I've heard this happen. And you know, I was going to move to Pancourt, too. Let me load up. I even turned on their mics. We are a friend of the show, Svetlana. Svetlana, man, you're deep in the community. You can't say Montreal black community working hard without mentioning Svetlana. It's good to meet you in person.
Same here. Nice to see you in person.
Yeah, hold on. Let me tune you a little more. Come closer to the
mic. I'm going to come closer to the mic.
Yeah,
I got a lot to say. Don't worry about it.
I did the intro. I ain't going to hold you. I'm done. William McMillian, mm-hmm. I feel sad for you, man.
Yeah.
But you must be good because you ain't heard it. Because they didn't freeze all your money.
No. Well.
So give me the story. I'll let you guys go. Montreal, my city. Black man. 2 months. Some of his funds is locked out. RBC. That's why you listen. We can't mess with RBC. RBC got the answer to this.
Mm-hmm.
Give me the story. Let me hear the melee.
It started back in December when the sale of the house went through, which was December 7th. So I was like, all right. I have to wait for a wire transfer, not even checks, because even RBC, any institution that you go to, they're like, yeah, you know, if it's a little fraudulent or something, we're gonna have to do a little back check, and that's with checks. But this is a wire transfer, so the wire transfer went through on the 8th, which is the day afterwards. So I'm like, cool, let me go to the bank tomorrow and start paying off some bills because they were piling up, like everyone calling me up, Enerjar. Hydro-Quebec, they're like, yo, where's my money?
So for those that don't know, you received a substantial amount of funds from the sale of your mom's house.
Exactly.
That's all. Sounds legitimate to me.
Yeah, normal.
It's okay.
So walked into the bank, started going with the small bills because I knew that as soon as I get to the bigger bills, there's going to be questions.
Yeah.
So I'm here. Yeah. Not a problem. Here. Not a problem. Here. Not a problem. Get to the bigger bill. Let me call my branch manager. Branch manager comes over, doesn't ask any pertinent questions as far as, you know, where the money came from. Mm-hmm. It's just, I'm going to have to send this higher ups.
You know when you get that block, we all know when we've been racially profiled, you know it's that racial profile brick wall that you're like, boom, and you hit it. That's exactly what happened. He called me on the phone and I said, put me on so I can hear what she's saying.
Hold on. But see, okay. Let's pause it right here. Mm-hmm. My issue is, it's your money.
Yeah.
That's what I understand with the bank. It's your money.
He's the primary account holder on the account. His mother's the secondary.
No, nobody wrote you a little lunchtime note. Like, you're the primary holder, and it's your money.
Exactly.
And he's been banking with RBC for over 20 years.
Yeah.
And that record history is there somewhere in the file. Yeah.
And it's my mom's been banking 30 years as well, so.
That's your money.
There's a history of what we do with our money. Like, if they really looked at their screen and dug a little deeper, asked a few more questions, it would have been all in vain. I mean, oh, okay, we get it. We understand what's going on. But they didn't look. They were looking at the screen, but not really looking at They were looking at the money, but not looking at the situation behind the scenes of, okay, this is a 20-plus year veteran of RBC. He's been doing banking with us. There should be no red flags because we don't have any red flags. It's just, wow, what is he doing with this money?
But then they were running around like a chicken with its head cut off because then they started mismanaging. Then what happened? It's like the manager of the branch said, oh, I brought it to the higher up. So I said, call the bank. After everything happened, he even brought his mom to the bank with him.
Wow.
And she requested to have the money transferred to her other bank in TD. And the manager looked at her and started questioning her state of mind. Why? Because she's a black woman with silver hair, 84-year-old woman, and she's not going to be about her wits? She was in the branch and requested it. And when she requested the money to be moved, they looked at her and basically said no.
This is RBC in Pancourt.
Yes. The branch manager there is the one that stopped everything and started all of this madness.
Yeah, she was very surprised when I came back with my mom because it was like, okay, I stopped this guy from the first time. But when I came back, let's say about an hour later with my mom, She was like, oh, I'm surprised you brought your mom in.
Because
like,
she didn't request it. I said, go get your mom and bring her.
Go so get now your you mom. Have the primary and secondary account holders in the bank and trying to deal with stuff.
And this is your money. See, this is what I never understood about banks. Like, just like the police, like it's a service you provide.
Yeah.
But then because it's a certain level of authority, you think you run things.
Yeah.
You know, the bank can't run without our money. That's how they use our money to loan to other people.
Exactly.
But if everybody took a loan at the same time, the banks couldn't run.
No.
So they need you. They need our business to run.
But then they try to cover it up.
Talk to me.
So, of course, I went in there the next day, and I went in there trying to go on live, and she's like, stop. Privacy policy, you can't. I can't even talk to you.
Wait. On all occasions, specifically for this sensitive type of situation, she didn't once say, let me bring you into the office so we can have a private conversation.
No,
so I'm sitting there at the tellers. Mm-hmm. People are coming in. Clientele are looking at me like, what's this black man doing?
This is how they treat us, huh?
Exactly. Yeah. That's how they're going to treat us. And they're yelling out, you know, private information. So when my wife did come in the next day, she's like, I can't talk to you. And I'm like, but you're talking to everyone else in the branch because exactly. Everyone knows my business right now. Mm-hmm. And I said specifically, and they didn't realize this. Back in August, I took out this power of attorney. Mm-hmm. And they had it in their vaults. So she's like, I can't talk to you. I'm like,
I said, my name is on it. Here's my ID. Take a look.
Did you read the power of attorney? Her name is on it.
They're not doing their due diligence on this.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. They didn't do anything. Wow. So she, again, a deer caught in headlights. Like,
When I came at her that day and I spoke to her and I put her in her place and I explained the mistakes that she made as a bank manager, I said, I have many friends who are bank managers internationally and here. Yeah. And rather than saying, yes, I did make a mistake, let me see how I can rectify it. How can I help you? I said, can we go into your office? She said, no, we're going to talk right here. I said, oh, so I said, getting loud. I said, I'm not going to get ignorant because that's what you expect from me. I said, I'm extremely educated.
Yeah.
Understand that. And we're not going to go where you expect me to go in this situation.
Yeah, we're going to go high.
So when I got home, I opened up my socials, and she created a fake account and started stalking me and mentioning everything that happened from her perspective in the bank that only her, myself, and my husband would have known happened.
That's so weird.
Isn't that?
Listen, it just gets worse. Then on the Saturday, he received a phone call from a client care service manager, which we found out later he was a client care service manager.
No caller ID,
calling at 4 o'clock in the afternoon and saying he was the representative of the CEO. We found out later when I asked for his name, I sent it to my publicist. I said, can you Google this name for me? She's like, that's not the representative of the CEO. That's the client care service manager.
I was about to say, why would the representative of the CEO just
call on a Saturday
but at four. Lorena knows a little bit more about this because she worked for banks for a couple of years way back, so she knows a little bit about intertwining.
That's why you're looking like...
She knows. I'm kind of stuck here a little bit because I'm trying to understand, like, it's your money. I'm still stuck on it's your money that they're trying to hold against you and trying to say, like, it's not your money. Mm-hmm. It's your money.
Oh, no. What they're saying is they're trying to put us in that, you know, in that bucket of, you know, how when elderly people are old, they don't know what's going on and family members try to spend their money because they allegedly called my sister-in-law and gave information to where my mother-in-law was living. And they said that they were going to contest the power of attorney, but they can't because our power of attorney says that you have to go take it to court. So they broke a lot of privacy policies and a lot of rules and regulations.
Yeah, is the sister on the account? Does she?
No, she's not on the account at all.
So
and she's embarrassed.
Saying, I'm seeing all the mistakes.
But she's embarrassed. Like, I can talk about this. He can't. Like I said, he signed the document, but I'm going to put it on blast. Yeah. His sister had his mother living in squalor, okay? Mm-hmm. His brother that's in Toronto trying to come on social media and bully me is telling me that you kidnapped my mother, you took my mother, you did this. I'm like, no, we called the police to remove her. We have a police report because she was in squalor. Your sister was the one spending all her money. We have all the receipts for it. Yeah. When we reached out to you to have a civilized conversation because the city was about to take his mother's house on September the 4th because in August... We contacted them and said, we need to pay this bill because her place was in arrears for 2 years. We called the city. The city said the only reason why we didn't take it earlier is because of the pandemic. Mm-hmm. Okay? So I'm here negotiating. We're trying to reach out. What are we going to do to bring this money together? It was close to $10,000 to pay. They didn't call. Brother sends him a text message. I read the text message and it says, wait to see what's going to happen in 2 weeks. He was waiting for the house to go on auction and hope. Imagine his mother's house on auction and hope that nobody else was going to take it. So we stepped in, we paid for it, we removed her from the house, and we said, you know what? She deserves a better life. She deserves to have a voice because she still is about her wits. So you're taking your rights from your own mother. Listen, I'm half Russian, half Nigerian. Ah, you can't do that to your mother, oh, eh?
No, you can't do these things. I see in the
you
movies.
You can't do it. Because she's a West Indian woman?
Yeah, that's crazy.
His father was on the head of the Grenadian Association. He was the president.
Hold on. We've had so much Scotian people on. You've gotten your flowers, your hugs, and all that. I have a fellow Grenadian on the show. I can't bounce them up. You know what I mean? My people's from the Carinas. I can't bounce them up. God damn, Lorena, man. You be so tough sometimes.
Shout out to Brenda.
Family and money is the worst.
Yes.
Yo, I know people that have called hitmen on a fellow family member just because they all got a large lump sum of money.
Yeah.
But they looking at this like, this is not listening.
But what about your mother? What about his mother? No one cares about the state of mind of your mother, her care, and nothing like that. It's only you.
Yeah.
So you're doing the right things.
Trying to.
We put her in a nice home, and she called it the Ritz because she was living with us for three months. Wow. But there's too much. We have four kids, the two dogs. Like, your lifestyle is. And you know when they get older, especially West Indian moms, man.
Yeah,
she's
they
like,
wanna...
let the children come visit me.
Yeah,
just keep me here.
It's too much energy.
But the place we put her in, she has a beautiful view. They have spa services. They have everything. Mm. Yeah. She has massage service. We pay a lot of money for her home. Mm-hmm. Now they're turning around. You just shoved her in a home. No, we shoved her in the Ritz in a condo where she lives by herself and she has nurses and doctors on staff. Yeah. Okay. We pay a lot of money for that place. Her pension doesn't cover it.
No.
So when you want to come at me, what we did was take care of your mother. What you were doing was neglecting and abusing your mother. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And now you're hating because you think it's a lot of money because you've never had money in your life.
Yeah.
That's not a lot of money for somebody who knows how. Money.
Yeah,
money goes. Yeah. We got to listen. She might live until she's 100 and something years old.
They might never.
She got a lot of demands.
They might never see that. So William, where are you now emotionally with this? Like, what's the next step for this now? Because at some point you got to release this money. Because now this is national news now.
Yeah.
And it's always something with us. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like being black it's hard. Mm-hmm. You know, that's a clip I'm gonna play next week. But black is hard.
Banking while black is even harder.
Like, like you would think I'm moving my own money, it should be blessed.
Yeah.
Like I really felt for you, man.
The stories that I'm hearing though is not even trying to withdraw money. It's also putting money into the bank. As long as you're black, there's gonna be questions. Why do you have so much money? Where did it come from? Who are you? And it's gonna be red flags along the way.
But see, this is the issue too, right? And this is what we talk about, systemic racism in education. They never teach these kids about Black Wall Street.
Yeah.
So a whole generation of kids are grown up, didn't know that we had our own community. And what they do, they come and burn it down. We had our own doctors, nurses, all that. We had a whole thing flourishing.
Yeah.
Rosewood. You can Google it. It's up there. And what did they do? They came and burned it down.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? We were killing hockey. What they do? They started their own league and ended up turning it into the NHL.
Yep.
There's a pattern here.
It's a pattern.
It's a
pattern that's been going on for years, and it's enough. You know, we're standing up. I decided, told my husband, I was like, we're going to bring this to the news.
Yeah.
I'm going to talk to your mom, see how she feels. And she says, go. The other day, she asked me, she goes, what is my other useless children doing? I said, Mommy, what do you mean? She's like, you know it's because of money they come in. So she feels important, so she's loving it. I said, you a boss. Don't worry.
Yeah, but it's more stress for you. So,
yes.
So what are you planning to do now? So what's the next step for you, brother?
Pray. Keep praying.
Ladders don't get that money. I'm telling you, I will bet my whole Jordan collection right now in the Morning Detour. We live on Facebook, we live on YouTube, the Morning Detour. I'll bet my whole Jordan collection. You getting your money.
Well, I want to thank, first of all, we have an amazing legal firm that is on this, okay? So Martin de Bellefeuille is handling everything for us, and I want to give them a shout out because they're amazing. They stepped up. They're like, let's help, you know, and... you know, listen, you've seen me, you see what I do, how I roll. Yeah. I tell people.
That's why I'm scared. That's why I'm shocked they will mess with you. Like when she created the fake account, she came online, she saw, you know, your beat. You know, she saw the brand. Why do people always want to try us? Like, that's my thing, as black people.
And, you know, they think they're going to get away with it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I tell people, I've been somebody who had to fight for my life out of domestic abuse. So you think that I'm going to sit down. That's why I became an advocate, to fight for people that felt voiceless.
Exactly.
To let them know. You know, so this...
They picked the wrong one.
They stepped on a landmine.
They sure did.
They should have kept their foot on it and stayed there.
I also want to give a shout out to Joelle as well, because... Joel.
We keep calling you Joel.
You know, it's Quebec. We speak French here, too.
That's
Joel.
If we're in Quebec, if we were in the States, I'd be like, Joel.
Yeah. Hold on before you go. There's two dudes I'm a little bit apprehensive about. I talk about on show all the time. Dudes that grin too much, he be smiling like Magic Johnson. You know what I mean? Wayne Brady. Them guys are kind of, I don't know. He got that Michael Jordan cut, though.
Yeah.
Why, watch him. Can your bald head be any shinier? Look at this guy. You are glistening. He killing him on a Friday morning. You slippery like the roads, fam. God damn. Your siblings, real quick before we back out here. How you feel? Listen, I know sometimes I go, I have five members I don't mess with. I don't care about blood.
He can't talk about them. Like I said,
I care about respect.
This is the thing. His sister works at the hospital, and I don't understand how she's still there considering that she was abusing her mother. I mean,
we have incompetent people in healthcare. I ain't gonna lie to you. Let me
know. I was about to say. Yeah.
I know, but I'm like, and then you're coming for me, and I'm like, okay, then his brother in Toronto's coming for me, and I'm just like, why are you coming for me? Because apparently I staged the pictures. It's like you're saying things on socials. You're bullying me. You're harassing me. You put your name there on the socials, and I'm like, you think I'm not gonna do something about it? You're trying to intimidate. Mm-hmm. You're trying to gaslight. They have issues. You know, they can't understand that their mother doesn't want to see them. There's only one person she's interested in seeing out of those two and the two grandchildren is only the grandson. She doesn't even want to see her granddaughter because she's rolling in the mother's type of situation, calling him, screaming, yelling, and we're just trying to have a conversation.
But that is so sad.
But they're the ones that called. It's the niece. She's the one that called. My niece called him saying, you got to help Nana get out of this situation. Yeah. And when we did, it turned into this.
Yeah.
So...
Listen, you guys always, Savannah, you already know. It's open door policy over here for you.
I'm going to come here. I need to get some sneakers, so you know I'm going to be coming DJ here and get some sneakers.
6714 Fielding is going down. You got to get your money, man. That's all right. Well,
it's going to happen.
I thought it was just you. I didn't know you guys were mad. I was like, Savannah's coming. Like, oh, he's going to get that money all day. Savannah's like the Hood Western Union, the money grab. The transit is going to go through. Somewhere,
it has to. The whole story that you explained with us this morning, I just, being someone that was at the bank, I just see the errors from the jump. Mm-hmm. There's different procedures to handle those things. I've dealt with that where people take advantage of the elderly. Like, it really happened.
Yeah.
And from what you explained to us today, that's not the case. And they could easily see your history, like you said, in your file. It's all there. Mm-hmm. All the notes are always there.
And
they
we
could
brought
go back.
My mother-in-law there. She made the request out of her own mouth. And the branch manager told the head office, no, she never said anything. She was talking to them. They weren't listening.
That's crazy.
No, there's a whole procedure for that. Mm-hmm. When you go to the bank, there's a chapter.
No, let me tell you.
It's all there. So they could have easily, there's different departments as well. If the branch is not sure, there's different departments that they could call that they can, that are more specialized in that. And they could have figured that out quite easily. I'm really sad that this is happening and that this is what you've been going through since December. Like, that's just
It's been something. It's been a lot of stress. You know, we put up a fundraiser because there's bills and things that we have to take care of for his mom. So when people are intervening and doing these things, you think you're hurting us. It's temporary. You're hurting your own mother. You're hurting an elderly woman who just wants to live after coming out of squalor of living like that during the pandemic. Mm. You know, this woman was living without heat. Her children had her living without. We didn't know until he decided, like, I'm gonna go in. I'm gonna go see my mom. You know, and when we saw everything, he called me and texted, like, you're never going to believe it. The smell of urine, this woman lost so much.
Yeah.
We tried to at least give her dignity to make sure that her home was going to be able to sell. We went to friends. We're like, do you know anybody who can buy it? Somebody close. Mm. We didn't even go through a real estate agent. We did it privately. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We found somebody. It was a colleague at work. We wanted to give her the dignity that she would have her home and get something rather than nothing. Her other children were willing to let her lose everything.
Yeah.
They had her living, no running water. I put the pictures. It's on. Listen, you go to the Real Svetlana on IG. You go click on that highlight at RBC. Yeah. The receipts are there, and there's going to be more coming because I don't play that.
No.
My brother... in the States, did this to my father. God rest his soul. My father passed away September 11, 2014. My brother tried to do this. I stepped hard. I went to Virginia to go pick up my dad, drove him back to Canada. I put POA, I pressed charges, and I even had my sister-in-law, who was a nurse, removed for elder abuse from her hospital. They revoked her license. Me, I go hard. So I'm like, you want to come for
the
me, come for my
one.
Family?
The wrong
Let's
one.
Go. Let's go.
Listen.
Cause I am. Listen.
I'm so happy. I know you. I'm so happy. I know you. Doing the show has put me in a very interesting position. Cause me.
You
I
ever
know,
have a problem? You call me up.
I already know. Man, William, man, I'm about to pray for you tonight. But Solana's on the case. Y'all see it through. But see, this is a great example that shows. You know, what I mean, family. You know, it's not always family.
No.
You know, it's always the ones closest to you that'll do you wrong. I see that.
That'll betray you. Yeah.
And how could you respect a person's character when they don't even respect their own mother? The person brought you into the world.
Yeah.
Like you won't exist without your mother. Like it's like a. the relationship between a person and their mother is like, it's special. Mm-hmm. They gave you life.
Yeah.
It's different.
They spent their whole life taking care of you.
It's different, right?
Yeah.
You know, I don't know her story, but like, I feel like parents, especially in older ages, they should be showered with love and taken care of and not really having to, you know, want or have to ask for anything.
Oh, we do everything for her. Like, we spoil her to the point. She's like, stop. I want to give her the best because her other children didn't do it. They had her living in squalor, and now they're embarrassed because their dirty little secret is out. Mm-hmm. You know?
So Lana's like the dirty secret. So Lana, I have to book you for Black History Month. You got to come back in February.
I'm going to come here. Everybody's calling me for Black History Month. I'm going to be there. You know me make and my sure loud self.
Make sure you have the more detail on your list. William, I'm going to pray for you. Please come back. Update the show. Listen, deal maker, you already know. Shiny one.
Shiny.
It's the Morning Detour. Coming up next. Very interesting bio, huh?
Yes.
Yo, Rita's in the building. Oh, boy, she was running for city councilor.
Hey.
I heard she's a product of Côte des Neiges. You know, uptown, finally some uptown love. Enough downtown love for Lorena. Boy,
the
what
hate.
A...
The boy, hate this morning.
What a morning. What a morning it is, man. This is how you do a premier morning show right here. It's the Morning Detour on the mic. CKT 90.3 FM. Moon Chaser, Lorena XO. Keep it locked, man. We got much more.
For the pain. I've been around this world so many times. It's love and loyalty by any means. I've been around this world so many times. I know to never pray amongst your enemies. Been around the world too many times now. That new is feeling old to me. And trusting new been old to me for so long. When the real is coming home.
Fine, thanks.
Yeah, it's okay.
All good.
Right now. Thanks,
it's
Joel.
It's going gangbusters. Anytime. Just great.
Thank you, guys. So now I'll hit you
thank
up.
You.
When people ask us how we're doing, we often say fine, even if it's not always the case. If you aren't fine, say something. To get help, call InfoSocial 811. Because talking is the first step towards getting better. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec,
C'est maintenant le temps de prendre votre rendez-vous pour votre dose de rappel contre la COVID-19. Allez sur québec.ca/vaccin-COVID pour suivre la séquence de vaccination prévue dans votre région et prendre votre rendez-vous en ligne. Pour bien vous protéger contre la COVID-19 et ses variants, vous devez recevoir la dose de rappel et continuer de respecter la distanciation, de porter le masque et de laver vos mains. La dose de rappel, un moyen de nous protéger plus longtemps. Un message du gouvernement du Québec.
The Morning Detour on
Welcome back, Montreal, 8:39 in the morning. It's the Morning Detour on the mic, CKT 90.3 FM. Moon Chaser alongside Lorena PR. This is how we do things. It's championship season this morning. We have a big guest. She's a salsa enthusiast, Lorena. She ran for city councilor candidate for Mouvement Montréal. She's a project. She's a product of Code Dinesh. Entrepreneur, paralegal. What have you not done? Like, listen, I ain't even going to talk. I'm just letting you go. Talk to me. We have Rita Ikhwan. Did I say probably?
Yes, Ikhwan, but I expect you to say all that.
Hold on. Let me turn this instrument down. Let me get that one more time, though.
Ikhwan.
Beautiful, man. You see, the world's such a beautiful place, man. It's a mix of cultures and languages. Serena, talk to me, man. You've had a very interesting life. We're gonna have to do a 2-hour show with you. I'm about to come back on my podcast because, man, your life has been amazing.
Yeah, it's been rocky.
Okay. So, what's your official title? What do you want me to know? Are you a paralegal? Are you an entrepreneur? Are you a politician?
I'm all of that. All of that. Every single thing. So, yeah, I came here when I was 11, as I said, and with my family, we immigrated to Canada. Mm-hmm. I had a normal life, I mean, as a teenager, and then it started to get rocky. So I started working in the legal field as a paralegal like 10 years ago.
So you smart because, you know, paralegal is hard.
I mean, maybe. Everything. I mean, not necessarily, but yeah, I think so. And then from there, I had an opportunity to work with my boss as his office manager because he started to go on his own. Mm-hmm. And he asked me, he gave me the opportunity to start his firm from scratch. So
hold on. What kind of trust do you need to get in someone to believe in you?
He's crazy, but he was right at the end. Because we're now a nice law firm boutique in the Old Port, and we started in like the basement of a house.
Look at that progression, evolution. I'm going to need to get the business card because I got a lot of lawyers coming through the show. I know I'm protected.
Yeah, exactly. That's awesome. And that's it. And I started dancing salsa at the same time as we started the firm because it was too stressful. I needed something to just,
But why salsa? Okay, give the people your background a little bit.
I was born and raised in Morocco until the age of 11.
Man, Morocco is beautiful. Now, Morocco is in Africa.
Yes, North Africa. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Most people don't know that.
Look, I went to college with some Moroccan people that, you know, they fought with me last one. Listen, I got you. You got to come back for Black History Month, but Morocco is in Africa.
Well, mm-hmm. Of course. And you know what? We are Africans before anything.
Well, you're the first Moroccan to ever say that on here. So you know what? Shout out to Rita.
I'm African. 100%.
I dated, me and Lorena went to college. I dated a girl. She was half Moroccan, half Italian, and she fought me tooth and nails every day. I said, well, Morocco's in Africa. You guys are colonized by a different major power. Mm-hmm. I think they're colonized by the French, Morocco.
By France, by Spain. Actually, two cities in Morocco are Spanish.
But Morocco is in Africa. Moroccans are black.
Of course. Who would even try to...
Everybody in Laval, all the Moroccans in Laval.
I'm not going to say a lot of people. Well,
most Moroccans do. You're the first Moroccan I've ever heard openly say that they're black.
Of course we are. No, okay. No. Honestly, 100%.
Look at the feet. Look at the features. Look at Moroccan girls. The curve, the thighs, the lips.
Exactly.
Come on.
Exactly. That's African. 100%. Yeah. No. There's no doubt.
So why salsa? You know, you could have done a little bit of compa. You could have done a little bit.
Know how to dance compa. Eh?
Okay.
I went to high school in Mont-Royal. Half of the school, you know, that, you
yeah,
know that
come
school.
Come on,
okay,
time.
So Mauricio, I know with Mauricio Peña, who was with me as a city council candidate, and in that school, half of the population is, you know, either Jamaican, Haitian, you know, it's diversity, it's colored, and that's what I love about this city. That's why Montreal needs to be more representative of citizens. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, see the issue with that is that we don't have the numbers, though. There's more French francophones than everything else.
But you know what? People don't vote.
People don't vote.
You know, there's this meme on Facebook that says that Taco Bell was voted best Mexican restaurant.
Trash.
It's because people don't vote. You know what I mean? And that's exactly what happened in the last municipal election. But now I'm jumping to other subjects.
That was a question I was going to ask you. I'll let you go,
your opinion, because I wanted to know, like, because I voted, and when I went to my station, it was empty. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, when you go in, they check your name, they check your ID, and I looked at the paper, and you can see when they cross off people's names, and no one's name was crossed off. So I was, like, one of the very
few people. Why are you looking at the paper for? It's legal.
Too
fast.
No, because I was just, because everybody was, on their phones. It was, like, dead, the place. Usually there's like a lineup.
There's nobody there.
Yeah. And it's a shame because municipal election is the level that is the most close to the citizen.
Yeah.
You know, when there's something wrong with your street, there's something wrong with the parks, when the parks are not clean enough for your children to play in it, it's the municipal level who takes care of that.
So what do you think we can do for next time to get more people involved?
We need to get politics to be more attractive to young people.
More mainstream.
We need the young people to vote, and we need representation. We need to see candidates, colored candidates, women, young people. We need that category to be represented and to represent the citizens. And these people, I mean, just an example for me, when I was running, all my friends were like, oh my God, they had questions.
Yeah,
and
I saw you on posters. It's dope to see you in person. I saw you on posters. You look great. That's what's up.
Thank you. Well, I couldn't. My dad is right now in Morocco. He's been there for like 3 months. I'm jealous of him.
Don't tell me about him.
Yeah.
Real quick segue.
Yeah.
You've obviously been to Morocco. Me and Lorena, we haven't had the pleasure to go to Africa yet, but Morocco's definitely on the list. What does it feel like to be in Morocco, to be in Africa? Like, what's the energy like in Morocco?
When you're there, when I'm there, I feel like a local. I mean, I grew up there till the age of 11. So when I'm there, I don't act like, oh, I'm Canadian and I'm Moroccan. I speak Arabic. I speak like I act as a Moroccan. Like it's my. In fact, an example, when I go to my neighborhood, you know, in Morocco, like when you park your car, there's like someone who like watches the cars and everything. When you go there, when I went one time after like maybe 5 years after we immigrated, and the guy, it was the same guy who was watching the cars on my street, and he actually remembered me. Yeah. And he called me, Ikhwan, you're back.
Ikhwan. I just don't have to roll in the back. Ikhwan.
Yeah. Yeah, no, for real, they remembered me. So, and it's nice. It's nice to be there because there's like a feel of like family, community. You can go see your aunt in the middle of the day, just have tea with her. You go see the other one, the cousins. It's just that this sense of family that is a bit lost here or in all
industrialized countries.
Exactly.
Yeah, because, you know, everybody's facing the screen. But back to politics real quick. Mm-hmm. I think the first place we have to go to really engage the younger people is help them to understand politics.
Exactly.
Because even us as adults, like, we don't understand what's going on.
Does it look interesting? Because all the people that you see is, like, white men. Yeah. And I have nothing against that, obviously. But we have other people here. So the politics have to be representative of the society.
Especially Montreal, too. If it's outside of Montreal, I understand there's less, you know, there's less multi-ethnic race there. But Montreal is the melting pot.
Exactly.
You would think we'll have more city council that's representative of the area that they're governing. Mm.
Can you imagine Montreal, only in Côte des Neiges, is the most diverse neighborhood.
Uptown. Say it again so we can know.
Uptown.
Hey. I'm going to sample that. Don't sue me, Rita.
No, but for real, like Côte des Neiges is one of the, it's the most diverse neighborhood, and we need to see more representation. And that's why I ran in that neighborhood. It's like my, I have such a passion for Côte des Neiges, I have no idea. Mm-hmm. And what I wanted to mention also, the fact that you guys are located here, you know, that I grew up on Fielding. Yeah. When we just came to Canada, we lived on Fielding.
That's what's up.
And Coronation. So it's like 2 blocks away or 3 blocks away. It's crazy.
Well, you know, the more detour every Friday, live from DG Kick, 6714 Fielding. You know how we do things. Rita, we had to have you on again, man. You're a great personality, man. You have a great energy. Look, you just brighten up the day. Looney, you had something else for it?
Yeah, I just wanted to know, like, is there anything that you're working on this year in 2022 that we should know about and support?
Well, my political ambitions, the municipal election, obviously I didn't win, but it was a great experience, and it gave me the ambition to keep going in the field. I think that we need representation.
It's
we
important.
Need to keep working in that field, and so I'm trying to... you know, get implicated in projects and be more close to the community.
Okay. So. I love that.
Okay. You know what I mean? We consider you a celebrity, so we ask all our stars on the show. We ask everybody the Mars question. Okay. Earth is the bad place. They've started to terraform Mars. They're getting it ready. We found a continent. We're going to call it Marfrica. Mm-hmm. This is all real shit. We're going to call it Marfrica. Okay. It takes about 6 months to get there, but me and Arjie were working on it. There'll be a little bit of salsa and soca on the trip there. Mm-hmm. We want to know, are you going to stay on Earth? Or are you going to come to Mars with us? Keep in mind, the Earth's in a bad place. Like, we're going very left. Mm-hmm. Are you coming to Mars with us?
Of course. Whatever you want to go, I'm with you.
All right, well, there you go, man. Rita Ikwan. Rita, let the people know how they can follow you. You have a beautiful IG.
Yes.
Are you offering... Oh, real quick before I let you go. You do salsa competitions, Latin competitions?
Yes, exactly.
How do you pick your partners?
Well, it depends. Right now, I only compete with my coach. She's a 6-time world champion.
Okay, listen,
can I do a shout out
to
my coach, Paulina Posadas? She's awesome. She's Mexican. She won 6-time world championship.
How good is she?
She's awesome. And she's a great person, most of all.
Talk about being on beat, bro. I'm still trying to get my Compa 2 license. You know what I mean? It's like into the Latin. Because me, my thing is, like, if I take Latin classes, like, yo, we have to go to Salsa Tech or something. Like, yeah. I want to use this. I want all the shiny outfits, Luna, with the rhinestone and the sequins. I want the glove and everything.
You just need basic steps to go to Salsa Tech. You go there, and they take care of the rest. learn the basics.
Well, listen, man. Rita, please come back to the show, man.
Thank you so much for having me.
Let the people know how they can follow you.
So, on Instagram is Rita Ikwan. That's it. And same as Facebook.
Rita Ikwan. Moroccans are black. Morocco is in Africa.
We are 100%.
Boy, that clip is going to burn social media down. No, no, no. I see you guys are colonized by the French, but you guys are black. And it's landlocked. Morocco is in Africa.
Yep.
It's crazy.
Yep.
It's the Morning Detour on the MyCKT 9.3 FM. As we close out this Colby special, DJ Maddie got some fire here on the back end, Lorena.
Oh, I do have to say, though, your goddaughter.
Yeah, give me some shade.
Had a message.
Yeah.
She says, Godfather shouts out everybody except me. So shout out to Nyla, and her birthday is coming up, so happy birthday to you as well.
Shout out to Nyla. Yes, her birthday is tomorrow. I couldn't tell you how old she's turning, but she's old. She's a big girl. What people don't know, me and Lorena were at, when our goddaughter was born, our best friend Sade. So I was at the club. I was at the W. I was just about to buy some expensive drinks, and I got the call. It's going down. So me and Lorena went up there. And, you know, me and Lorena, we always talked to Sade while the baby was in the womb. So when Sade delivered Nyla, and they brought her out of the room and they passed us, she looked at us and she winked.
She
winked
smiled.
At us. Yeah, she smiled. She winked at us.
That's so cute.
I think we were the first people she saw outside from the doctors and the nurses. So happy birthday to you, Nyla. How old is she turning? 10? You see? Good. I'm not the bad godparent. Montreal, my city. Rita here for a special moment. Lorena is going to brighter, greener pastures.
Okay, that sounds like I'm going to die.
No, but...
Oh, my gosh.
Lorena got a beautiful position in her field of interest. She's going to go work for the major corporations. So, Lorena, man, let the people know what's going on.
I'm just continuing on the path of PR. So I will be doing PR with, musical talent here in Canada. So I'm really excited about that. And I still have my podcast, Total R&B, which comes back next Tuesday. We have Jonathan Emile as the first guest.
Montreal, my city. She has never sent me a link for this podcast yet.
It's on my social media. You should be following me. You should be checking it out. And when I post it, you should be liking the post. And you should be shouting me out. But you don't do that. So we'll move on.
Hold on. When I do a podcast, I send it to you. Like, how am I supposed to see it? Like, send it to me. Like, I didn't see it pop up.
You don't send me your episodes, but I check them out.
You told me to stop sending it to you.
Because I clicked the link and I checked them out.
Okay, I'm going to check out your podcast. Since I got to go search for it now. Much of my city. But, Lorena, I want to thank you for all your work. You know what I mean? You always be a part of the show, even though you won't be here physically. We built this thing together. So all the fruits and labors we get together, you know, we'll always share it down. And please.
Wait, does that mean I get to call in next week for Love Here?
Right? Yeah, man, you can call in next week for Love Here. Listen, yo, you built the show with me. Stop it, I'm gone. Let's play some music. DJ Maddie gave us a fire. We got about 7 minutes left. Montreal, my city, is the best morning show in the country. They cannot even compare to this. Look at this joint right here. chaser. Nobody is this hype necessarily. They say I'm on drugs.
Our only drug is hip hop.
Love is life.
It's the Morning Detour on the Mighty CKT 90.3 FM.
You're rocking with Matty Phillip on the Morning Detour. CKUT 90.3 FM.
It's just different in the Morning Detour. Montreal, my city, legends live here. Wheezy, Moon Chaser, Guardians of the Galaxy, DJ Matty. And some of y'all's at work. We'll get you guys right. 8:54 in the morning. Catch me February 8th, 3 to 5. The Wheezy Rush Hour on the Mighty CKT 90.3 FM. You know how we do things. Love you next week. Valentine's Day, Black History Month. Rita Equan was in the booth. Hey, Joe Anthony was in the booth. Hey, Solana was in the booth. They need to get my boy William his money, Lolo. Get William his money!
What am I saying?
Tape on a bed, give me shivers like a brain, freezing me head. And girl, I wonder where you get that formula. The way you slow wine, girl, you make me come over. And I want you to whine and hold me tight. I want you to stay for the rest of the night. Girl, I wanna slow wine on ya. I wanna move, you make me groovy like so. Slow wine on ya. I wanna feel you, yeah, yeah. Slow wine on ya. Let me take that fast wine, girl, and slow you down, girl. Ease in, ease out, ease in, ease out. Slow down on the tick, take time with the top. One side at a time, make the bumper drop, girl. Ease in, ease out, ease in.
You say that I'm in my element. I might just decide to slide on my enemies. I go along on a glide for the hell of it. I bring a different vibe when I'm stepping in. Can't you say that I'm in my element? I might just decide to slide on my enemies. Can't you say that I'm in my element? I might just decide to slide on my enemies. I go along on a glide for the hell of it. I bring a different vibe when I'm stepping in. If an ain't right, I'm corrupting it. Everybody know for sure I'm gonna take it there. So close cities and dot your eyes when you're messing. I never subscribe to lies on the internet. Living for the clout, telling lies to the press again. Better don't take me for the fool, I ain't never been. Don't bother with lies, I'm wise when I'm checking them. I'm redirecting them back to this endament. Then you go see reality, go start arresting them. Feel I see them no here when I was telling them. With life real, I ain't living like the rest of them.
Yes, we are blessed, but it's harder to see sometimes. Trying to find my peace of mind. You said, how could you be so blind, babe? You just follow your dreams and then live your life. Now you do something to believe in. I'ma be the reason. So please stay. Say you won't leave. Real life is for living, but the price you pay is not cheap. So please stay. Say the whole thing.
All because of you, I be on the phone.
What am I saying?
Oh, no, 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 no. Don't be smart to you when you do it to me. Oh, no, no, no.
Let's be clear. It's the Morning Detour. The best morning show in the country.
The Morning Detour.
Oh, man. This is how you start off your work day. It's Friday. It's slippery. We stay playing that Whiskey Lolo. Lolo came with the waves. What's that? You looking like Nia Long from Boys in the Hood. Aye!
What am I saying?
Whiskey, we in the building.
All night long ago. Don't be smart to you when you do it to me. Oh, no, no, no. I be on my business, shawty. But you be on my mind, shawty. Let me, all of my honey, kiss me to the cellular. Kiss me to the phone. Can't you see I'm into ya? Can't you see I'm in love?
Kiss me to the cellular. Kiss me to the phone. CKUT 90.3 FM.
I don't go low. I don't go low.
Similar to those of COVID-19, such as fever, cough, sore throat, loss of taste, or smell, you should take a rapid home screening test. If you test positive, isolate yourself at home and please follow the self-isolation instructions. If you don't have a rapid home screening test, please self-isolate for the recommended period. Visit quebec.ca/self-isolating for complete instructions on how to protect yourself and others. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
C'est maintenant le temps de prendre votre rendez-vous pour votre dose de rappel contre la COVID-19. Allez sur québec.ca/vaccin-COVID pour suivre la séquence de vaccination prévue dans votre région et prendre votre rendez-vous en ligne. Pour bien vous protéger contre la COVID-19 et ses variants, vous devez recevoir la dose de rappel et continuer de respecter la distanciation, de porter le masque et de laver vos mains. La dose de rappel, un moyen de nous protéger plus longtemps. Un message du gouvernement du Québec.
Hi, this is Lee Fields from Soulfi Records. And when I'm in Montreal, I listen to CKUT 90.3 on the FM dial.
You're listening to CKUT 90.3 FM.